Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Greetings to you. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with the Apostle Phumla Mfene. She's on the line. Greetings and welcome to the show, Phumla.
Greetings to you, Mumit, and to all our wonderful, precious listeners out there, and I trust they are well because you're also well here.
Amen to that. And of course, you know, it is a festive season. And, well, I don't know what it is that people should festivize on, especially in the incumbent danger that we see. You know, it would be nice if we would be a nation in prayer and in travail and crying and mourning, you know, to call upon the name of the Lord. Like that time when Seth was born, men started to call upon the name of the Lord. I wish it could be that. But what we would see is just church conferences and crossover rituals, because we know those are just rituals, you know, these crossover things. And, you know, they don't benefit anyone, anything. It's just people saying we had a good time crossing the year with the Lord. How about the previous two nights that you crossed while drunk and all those things and stuff? You know, sometimes we really need to be careful and not festivize things and ritualize them. And that we be found in his presence. And that is through discipleship, you know, that we yearn and want to be in the presence of God. And it should not be on that one moment when the year ends and said, hey, I want to cross the year in the presence of God. We know many people are doing it out of fear. They're not doing it because they love the Lord, you know. But hey, we also should be mindful of our words. And coming to tonight's topic, the very aspect of our words, you know. I like it, you know, the irony of the wisdom that is found in the Word of God when the Lord speaks about the tongue. It says the tongue is a member that is set on fire by hell itself. And it can set the whole body on fire, you know. And which means we should be careful as to what is it that we say. Our words must be sifted with that which is, you know, righteousness and the authenticity of the truth of God. And we must move away from dogma, you know, the arrogant declarations that we find even amongst those who purport to be Christians. And that we be able to become those kinds of people who would be actually saying, Lord, be with my mouth. As God said, I shall be with your mouth. So that whatever it is that you speak, it will be things that are of God. It says, even questions that would be asked of you concerning the gospel, do not worry, I shall be with your mouth. Now, the problem is we have gone on to actually find, even amongst those who profess to be teachers of the word, people who say, they can curse you. I don't know. I watch TV and I see these things.
Yeah.
And then people will say, you know, if I as a man of God would curse you, no one will remove the curse.
I'm not a man of God.
And they would be saying all those kind of things and stuff and declaring things that are unsavory, number one, and things that are unbiblical, that's number two, and things that are not spiritual, that's number three. Because it's possible to say something that is biblical, but not in a spiritual manner. But they fail in all these three. You know, I would be shocked where the quotation of the word of God by a powerful preacher is made in a way the devil made a quotation of the word of God while trying to tempt Jesus Christ. He said he shall call his angels concerning you, that even if you fall, you shall not strike your bones on a rock. Now, that is amazing. Because when he said those things, it was on ploys of danger that come to you unawares. and it was not on you testing the Lord. You understand?
Yeah.
And the context in which these things are being spoken sometimes are deceiving many people. That is why people believe that so-called men or women of God are God themselves. Right. They are Christs. That's why someone would say, I greet you in the name of the God of my apostle so-and-so and so. What about you? Don't you have God?
Hey.
Can't you greet me in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach?
Come on.
You know, it's just amazing that the things that people have said and have taught had elevated them into being demigods to an extent that people who have heard them have had these things indoctrinated into them, thus becoming a culture of a sort, that they are celebrated, that they are spoken good of, that they are worshipped as gods. Paul, after he overcame the poison of snakes, people wanted to worship him. He refused. Even angels refused to be worshipped. And they said, no, we are colleagues. How can you bow down to me?
You know?
It is said, therefore, there, that the words that we say had elevated us into demigods. And somewhere, somehow, we had taken the doorpost of God and we have made it our own post. We have taken the threshold of God. By the words we say, we have created our own thresholds. We have taken the mountain of the Lord and we have created our own mountains. We have created our own thrones. How different can we be from the devil? Apostle?
Well, it's a very sad one, especially when you highlight the fact that we have become some demigods to certain people. And you know what perpetuates this kind of behavior is also the people themselves. You know, they elevate leaders to that level to understand that their words then become final, not the word of God. Because remember, even when we're saying shaping our world with the word, what word is that? It's the word of God. So meaning we have to be in alignment and in agreement with the word of God. But then if now everything that our leaders say, because we feel he's a God, hence we even acknowledge that when we greet them and say, as you correctly put it, I greet in the name of the God of my papa, or, you know, so forth and so on. You know, we hear people say, you know, I pray the God of my papa. Blessings, you have the blessings of their papa. You know, but then Jesus made such a serious sacrifice for it. All these kind of things can be eliminated. But then we cannot come to a point where we speak the word for ourselves, Lamudimi, into our situation. Hence, Muruti, when their papa curses them. Remember, the Bible says a curse without a reason will not hold. Maravona, when their papa curses them, because Baba and Seba Dimu Ravona, then they take it very seriously. Abaku, Labataka, and Baba and Tosuko Fell, because Papa has spoken. Papa has said it, Papa. And you haven't come to the level of maturity when you realize that your word is actually very powerful. You know, somebody said something very powerful, Ari. If you don't like what you see, change what you're saying. But now, allow me to say also that if you don't like what you're seeing, change what other people are saying to you as well. The word of our papas as final authority, then they then create and shape a world. They don't shape only the world, they even shape our mind and thinking. Very shy about to have a pillar under those kind of situations. And it is very hard to hold that with a different word and give them for them to receive it. Because the word that is final and that is perceived as correct, as the ultimate, is the word of the Papa. So if the Papa is not speaking, then everybody can go to heaven and rest. So Papa is the God. And they don't even mind Morana is expecting us he did that illustration when there was, as you correctly put it, you know, between him and the enemy. He kept also quoting the word back to the devil. But if we're not full of the word, we can't quote it back to our situations. We can't even quote it back to people in terms of what they're saying. There's been spells that have been cast out to people and enchantments by their very purpose and by their very leaders. But we fail to counterattack those words or those spells with the word of God. Because I don't know what the Papa has been telling us. And hang out what Papa and Mama and everybody telling us that are not in alignment with the word. It's not even in the word of God. Even if when it's in the word, it's twisted. Like, remember your life being saved by some twisted words that are not even correct.
Yeah.
Is it not doom and destruction on its own?
You know, we really need to be careful because, you know, words create. They basically build, they impose, they subject, they stress. Words can also bring one into a chord, a particular chord. Like, you know, they can, words can shape a particular aspect of reality. Words can distort. They can manipulate. Words can lie, you know. And that is why we need to be careful. And, and perhaps also not be ashamed to mention that words themselves can be a form of a pretense to misguide, to deceive, and then also to actually belie that which is supposed to be the truth ahead. They can alter reality, so we need to be careful. When we come back, let's look at some of the moments in terms of words being used which create.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, here we are touching on the aspect of the power of words. And this is what we see much of the times. And, of course, my point of stressing is amongst leaders who really are using words in such a way. You know, and it is amazing that they actually are aware that with their words they can manipulate. They can indoctrinate. They can acculturate people. And they can isolate crowds from the rest of the opinion of the people so that those crowds tend to think that this man is my conscience. Whatever he says goes. And they start worshipping this person, you know. And I've seen people from all walks of life who actually have had words that were indoctrinated into them, and somehow this has distorted their faith. You know, they no longer are speaking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God. They are talking about a particular person, and that in itself, you know, discredits the gospel. That is what the devil actually wants, that the gospel be discredited. And what becomes honored be a particular person who would stand as a demigod, who will be a form of a detraction.
That's
that people should not see that which is right. Remember, we are supposed to be fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith, but now our eyes become fixated into someone else, something else, somebody else, other than the Christ. Then we are no longer persuaded according to righteousness. We become persuaded according to religion that is authenticated by man, or a tradition of man, or even teachings of demons. And it is how words then are used, where people are told, you shall not go and fellowship at that apostle's ministry. You shall not listen to her on radio. You shall not listen to that kind of radio station. You shall not invite this kind of guy. Yeah. I know with me. Say, the person known as Ray, you know, you shall not even invite him. Neither shall you even go to where he is speaking. You know? And people would be told that, look, and others would come and tell me, look, we are told, blah, 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 blah. We are told we should never listen to you. And words that are spoken to them is that, you know, if you don't obey what I am saying to you, you are cursed already. You are cursed, and that curse is pronounced already. And you cannot in any way whatsoever get away from that curse unless I remove it. Hey, well.
Yeah.
You know, they speak all those kinds of things. But you see, they forget that you are a child of God, and God has spoken with regards to you.
Yeah.
Whosoever curses you, shall I also curse.
Uh-huh.
Whosoever blesses you, shall I also bless, says the Lord. To his children, and all his children are his servants, because we follow him and we serve him.
Mm.
Now, this thing of words being used to persuade a form of untruthfulness into the lives of people has become the rhetoric of many, many, many ministries that are growing these days in South Africa. And that is why people are persuaded to leave their families. Little girls, age of 19, persuaded to leave their families. Now, when they're overwhelmed, they start to run to the authorities. They're about 22, 23, 24, 25. And they have been abused for the past 5-6 years. And whatever it is that they say becomes so discredited in the courts of law.
Yes.
Because words were used to assure them when they were young that you'll be fine. We'll take care of your school. You know, you just come and sing. We will give you a record deal and all those kinds of things. And there they are, lost and forgotten. Power of words.
Mm.
Apostle?
Power of words, indeed, Muriti. Gerata, what you mentioned, or these words, they form untruthfulness. And unfortunately, imagine in a setting where you are exposed to those kind of words that are not true, and then opila realo. You know, I've recently noticed the reality of this kind of lifestyle, where a person has been formed and shaped and fashioned so much by the way it's about Babajua. It's a reality, it's a sad reality.
Mm.
And unfortunately, Muruti, our hands are tied. You can see it, but you can't help. Because even when you try to help, now you become the enemy. Because you come with the words of life. Morena, in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, the words that they have spoken are the words that are spirit and they are the words of life.
Yeah.
So, Manzua Morena, Jesu, Heru Taka Ona, automatically, you know, or even out of our bellies, rivers of living water shall flow.
Yes.
Because of the word, it gets engulfed. Mara, when you are entangled, come and do us deception. You know, I've seen how this word has suffocated and squeezed life out of people who are full of life. And unfortunately, Muruti, they don't see it.
Mm.
Go try over on Tamukata and you become enemy number one of the state.
Yo.
Abasabata, and then they run to the very same people who are suffocating life out of them. And Ababa and then they continue to reinforce the very same baby God. But continue to reinforce their falsehood, Yamanti. Because the very people Baba Kajilian, because remember Mansovana, Acadia, those who believe in them, they don't free them.
Mm.
Yes, Marana, or I came that my people should have life and have it in abundance.
Yeah.
But words that are contrary to life and contrary to the word of God, because any word that is contrary or antichrist does not have life, it cannot give you life.
Yes.
Now, but if you keep exposing yourself to those kind of environment and atmosphere where you hear words that are not full of life, it means daily when life is being reduced and deduced out of you.
Hmm.
It's being squeezed, year in and year out. You celebrate a year, and as you celebrate and you continue to be exposed to this kind of environment, life is taken. Instead of being added, it gets taken. Unfortunately, most of them never papama. Papama, they've reduced them to nobody. And unfortunately, people who are, in most cases, who are really Christ cultures, the cream of the crop.
Hey.
They are really foolish.
Hey.
If everyone that gets entangled, that gets deceived with words. And at that moment, their minds were suspended somewhere, I don't know where. You know, follow or be transformed by the renewal, not the removal. But when you get exposed to this kind of situation where somebody's up there as a God, a woman, Jesus, for his good, not for your good. Because, this thing is for their good. It's not for his good, it's for our good.
Yes.
But the demigod, when they speak, is not for your good as you're listening to me. It's for their good.
Yeah.
So the more you observe what they're saying and do it, we must observe and listen and obey the instructions. But the more you listen to them and observe and continue to heed the instructions, then you continue to be entangled.
Mm.
And you continue to be bound. Year in and year out, you become a slave in the land that the Lord said, Ufile, you are not going to be the blessed. Maruena, because you are entangled. No free man, no slave man or woman can enjoy the good that the Lord has given. How can we sing the Lord's song in Babylon, in the land of captivity? So there cannot be freedom in captivity.
Yeah.
Now, the more you are exposed to words that you entangle, it means you continue to be a slave. And you cannot enjoy the fullness of life that God has given. The only way, Muruti, that we can enjoy the fullness of life is when we are exposed to the life giver, who is Christ. And how do we get exposed to that? By thoroughly searching the scriptures and agreeing with the word and speaking the word into our environment and our spaces. What am I saying? Revelation 12:11. And they overcame. People are being overcome by things because they're exposed to words that keep crippling them. But by right, it should not be so. Because in the book of Revelation, they overcame. So meaning as you are listening there, you can overcome whatever that has been overcoming you. It's not too late. But number one, by the blood of the Lamb and by the mouth or by the word of your testimony.
Mm.
What you are saying back to yourself and your circumstances is very key. Not what another person says who claims that he got over your life.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. When we come back, let's look at the effects of these words. What have they done to people?
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust God is doing you good. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene. It is so awkward, actually, to call ourselves with these names because we grew up together. And I'm just Ray to her, and she's just Phumla. And people call her Mighty Woman of God and all that. And then they'd be surprised when she talks to me because she talks the street lingo. Yeah, and they go like, okay, what's happening now? Who's this? You know? But, you know, we chose the Lord. It's just fantastic, indeed. It's just fantastic, indeed. And as we speak about the power of words, you know, I once witnessed something that the grandmother on my mother's side, I was used to her, you know, Phumla, because I had known my mother when I was grown, you know. And so there is something that she said to my cousin, and it just didn't sit well with me because my cousin would really disobey her, you know. And she raised my cousin, basically, you know. And my cousin would really, really, really give her problems. And at some stage, she said, "Wena ina, utilo jadi chila tadi chomza hao. Why wena?" Now, I'm using the word dichila because I can't use the other word that she used.
Yeah.
and you know, this guy, as we grew, he left school, he lived in Soweto, and his life deteriorated. By the time he was 21, he was an alcoholic. By the time he was 31, he almost died because of alcohol. By the time he was 40, he was worse. He was like a hobo now. And he became delivered now, recently, 3 years ago, when he almost died. And in hospital, they were saying, "Look, you are dying, man," and all those kind of things. And he started to rely on the Lord, and he's recovering. He's no longer drinking. But it's been 3 years. And in his life, as a 53-year-old man, you know, I think these words had actually a very big impact on his life for 33 years. Which means they started effectuating when he was a teenager, when those words were spoken, and then he became that. And I was surprised when I met him and we were doing Form 2. And he was already drinking, man, like nobody's business. He was not in school. He had left school. And then I tried to check, when did he leave school? Who left school? Look at 1977. Ira Sabi. And it is the things that people are saying. So, words can destroy a person's life.
Big time.
We should be careful about that, Apostle.
We should really, really be careful. I mean, listening to the typical example of Icho. Okay, fine, well and good. The words were spoken in his presence and in the presence of other people.
Mm.
But now imagine certain words that are spoken outside people's presence, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for example, in most occultic movements, obviously when people, Baba Tiwa, Huwa Kaika, Hobua Gabo, spoken, Basa Yi.
Yeah.
You see, that's even more deadly. Mm. So now, your life in Capetini, Yamanju Abulatin Kimut, Osa Tsingi. Hence, it's critical, Vanavanta Temujim, Rurona, Lenzula Mujim, even trailing close Gorona, Revule Lona all the time.
Yeah.
Or anything that has been spoken against you or against your family, Osa Tsingi. Hence, when anybody tell us spells and enchantments, these are words that get spoken somewhere. When you may cook it up.
Eish.
Yeah, but so now, when you say, Hoxa comes from Lilin Zelam Dimoto, Emela Mang Mangato, Wutra, a way to go to the Lilin Twisted. Or another person like in the real like her. In fact, you know, as you're talking, now I'm thinking, like, you know what, the greatest. Injustice in our country was not even apartheid. I want to tell you that deception is deadly and destructive. Mm. I touch fella your soul, your spirit. It touch everything about you. You render useless.
Yeah.
Whatever I can't take the regenerative. The people can say, okay, they have done education, but this kind of deception and anything, you are not render. You are not given nothing. Like you render useless. Let's take an example of somebody whom words were spoken to him by even the blood relative, and who were useless. So how much more now about people who get exposed to those environment by their leader, Abuang Tshotedi Deki, all the time. Mm. Imagine that 10 years from now, Mutu Tavaleja, even 10 years ago. Imagine in the near future, but to all those people, babbling in those kind of environment, Do you think there's a future? There's no future there. Well, no, it might seem that there's future, but there isn't. In reality, when reality hits them, you realize you're empty, not only spiritually, you're empty. Your accounts will also be empty. Your resources on, even your material things on, including the relationships. And they make sure that they disconnect you from relationships that are profitable. So whole set of the water back, I decided you're kind of disconnected from them. But like at the end of the day, Muruti, who important to relevant about Mudim? We must get accustomed and acquainted with the word of God. The word of God can only authority. So when somebody speaks anything sharp, anything against the word of God, I use the word again, I understand that to counter attack and to protect myself. Job 22:28, Eric, you shall decree a thing. I guess. You shall decide on a matter and it shall be established. So how then do you decree and decide on a matter or such a thing, or what is the matter? Somebody who makes decrees on your behalf. We are loaded with people that a lot of leaders have decided matters on their behalf. And they don't realize when God has long given them the power to decide on certain matters. I think that's on all matters for that matter, for that fact. So I just pray for it. You know, as but to celebrate, validating to the matter, and then some engage in certain things. They must just remember what we're supposed to decree. We're supposed to decide on matter, and whatever we decide upon shall be established. Not one, what other people decide upon. Including in our societies and communities, we shall decide on a matter. It shall be established. We shall legislate. It shall be so.
Yeah. It is sad when we see these things culminating, when we see the pain because of words spoken and the loss because of words spoken. You know, we have seen people committing suicide because of words spoken, and people who had gone on to actually think that their lives count for nothing because of words spoken. We have seen that. We have seen people who started to count their lives as a waste because of words that have been spoken over them over the years.
The most depressed people, Muruti, sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
The most depressed people are people in the church. But not in good churches. People in those occultic churches, they are the most. They go there, they shout hallelujah, they dance, they say, Papa, go deeper. But when they're home, body one, but depressed, the medication never ends, and can not up.
Yes.
They're depression. And they're very suicidal also. Very sensitive. It touches and moves. So if you don't have words of life, it automatically means I'll never pay. What is it that will carry you except for the words of life?
Yeah, it is quite sad. We need to be careful because these things are culminating, they're taking place. Words spoken, words said, these words have resulted into catastrophe. You know, catastrophes in the lives of people. People are living lives of misery because of the things that have been spoken to them or things that have been said. As words are used as curses words can be a great vehicle of witchcraft. Wow. We must be careful also about that. And also, you know, that words can bring about that which needs to be brought about, which is something we're going to look into. But in this instance, one should know that the more you pronounce these dangerous words on people, words are seeds, not money. Words are seeds. And, you know, when the enemy sows, he sows tares. And how does he sow tares? It's through words.
Absolutely.
Through words.
Absolutely.
So much of us, at times, we must be careful what is being sown into your soul.
Thank you.
It can be tares. We must be careful there. All right. When we come back, we are going to look into the positive use of words.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and here we are. We looked at the devastations of the powerful words, negative words there. Ish, how these can create situations that are not supposed to be there.
Mm.
Words can be used to bless.
Mm-hmm.
Words can be used to encourage.
Mm-hmm.
Words can be used to teach, to enlighten.
Mm-hmm.
Words can be used to build.
Mm-hmm.
Words can be used to plant that which is right. Words can be used to cultivate that which is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Words can be used to testify, to speak and give witness with regard to the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Words can be used to expose
mm-hmm.
the evil one's schemes. Words can be used to make people to have a self-awareness of the depth of the grace of wisdom that God has given us, which is Christ Jesus. Words can be used to build, to nourish.
Mm.
And words can be used to also enthrone people, put people into their right thrones, you know, where they are supposed to be joined heirs together with Christ.
Mm.
Words can be used in such a way to raise young men and young women to become mm-hmm. respectable members of society.
Come on.
To raise children who will become adults, who observe the norms of propriety. Words can teach about the laws of God, His precepts, His statutes.
Mm-hmm.
Words can teach about the commandments of God. Words
mm-hmm.
speak, and faith comes on. You know, that is why words are powerful.
Yeah.
Because they move with that force of faith. And this is something that we need to actually acclimatize ourselves to. That words should not be used to scare people, but they should be used to empower people.
Yeah.
Not to intimidate people, but to embolden people, to make people bold. They should not be used to take away the freedoms of people, but they should be used to make people aware of the possibilities that are in their hands. Words should not be used to impose a form of a control over people,
mm-mm.
but words should be used to make people aware that they can control themselves. For this is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, self-control.
Mm-mm.
Words should be used in that way to expose the truth, to show people how great they are, to expose the image of God that is within each and every individual. Words can be used to bring that across. Much of the times we don't see that coming across. We just hear messages that glorify people. But words God has given us are beautiful. If not proliferated by anything that is sinister and opposite to that which is the truth of God. Apostle?
Yeah, ne? In fact, as you mentioned all those examples, I'm actually reminded of one woman of God that she has passed on to me, the Lord Apostle Komoto States. She would always say to me that, wena, the chancer of the in a bush, most men next. And because what you say comes to pass. So no Kenya Paramoplic, and you just say anything there, and it will happen. So, but like as I said, you look what you have just spoken, how powerful words are. And there are people who are sick. The only thing they need is not even prescription from a doctor. It's words as well that can heal them. Because it's words that also people who are bitter. The only thing that can restore and help them, and those who backtrack and even unforgiveness, it's words of life that can heal, and words can also restore. There's a lot of things that have been taken from people. We're talking dignity, about to decide here because words were spoken, and that dignity about the Yankee, or they were reduced to nothing. But for restoration of dignity of a black man or anybody whose dignity has been dealt with, it's through words, Muruti. Words also create a future that we hope for can only be created by words. And I'm excited for this topic, and I'm just want to say to somebody, you know, most recently I want to do my resolution. My desire and my prayer is that this year in some of the resolutions of end of the year, be determined to speak words to yourself, words of life. Mudimo otako Ezekiel or Bona, this boy, can they live? It was up to the prophet to speak words back into the bone and speak life. You understand that? So
yeah.
I call into that has gone out of control and that has gone so bad. And there is no life that has gone out of shape that cannot be brought back to shape. Uma sina sevenzisa amazi arai. So we must get into the habit and pattern of being in alignment with the Word of God and also using the Word of God back into our circumstances, back into our families, back into our situation. Because I was making some difficulty standards, but not certain standards, and then you say words that are contrary to from what you have been praying about.
Yeah.
Number two, I was making some difficulty sitting in faith, but as you have faith and believe God, and you allow people other communities negative. Now, communities negative. Somebody said to me, she did business and they're moving demand. But then yesterday, I'm telling her, no, we can't give you money. We are afraid you're going to have a black Christmas. You will not have a black Christmas. It does not necessarily mean if Bonabasa Kenya Chalet into your account, then therefore we should conclude you'll have the best Christmas ever. So it is important to worry. Let the right words, Mama Pelong Arona. And also, it is important for the expose the veterana, Momanzin Akatin Kabupil. And that would mean, Guti, sometimes you really need to definitely change the circle of friends. Kunavanya wanted that to relate to it. There's nothing positive about short. All the time they talk something negative. And Ama Avantabanjalo, they have a way of looking at about affect, you understand?
Yeah.
So you must be intentional about some of these things. Be intentional about saying the right kind of words to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle. 2021, as the world is so long as you see what should happen in terms of the pandemic, in terms of the economy, and in terms of a lot of things that, you know, politicians don't know what to do, we need to be kind to, we deserve to be kind to ourselves. And the best gift that you can, the best Christmas gift and the best New Year gift all of us can give to ourselves is to be kind to ourselves, to be good to ourselves by using the Word of God and be in agreement with God, with what God is saying. So meaning we are what the Word says we are, we can do what the Word says we can do.
Yes, absolutely. You know, finally, words are a builder. Words are the best mode of giving. You know, one of the things that was a great gift was the Son of God, who is in the beginning, and He is the Word.
Amen.
You know, words are a great gift. You know, they always will be. It's just the devil who would come and alter that. But words are a great gift. You know, Jesus Christ as the Word, He's a gift unto mankind. So
right.
As children of God, whatever it is that we say must be a gift unto mankind. It should not be something that would make people to fret into being alive and be afraid of even exploring their faith even more in the knowledge of God. You know, sometimes we find people who become afraid, you know, of exploring their faith in the Lord because of some words that are inhibitant. You know, saying, hey, it's only God only speaks to the pastor. God only speaks to the pastor, even about who you should marry. He speaks to the pastor.
And where you should marry and how.
Re tou fale ya mahadi wa mohana fela ba tlo rosta board ba tlo kwatela
exact it is
yeah you know so words are a great gift just as Christ is the word.
Come on,
words are supposed to be that. When you speak into a life of a person, let it be a great gift into their souls, into their hearts. Apostle, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your wisdom, and we praise God for the anointing upon your life.
Amen.
And at times I can't wait to see the kings and the queens and the heads of state who are listening to this, because I'm aware of them, but only a few, and I know there's quite a lot that God is releasing. And may God use you abundantly towards them, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. It is so. I receive it and I believe it and establish it. The glory of God.
Amen. And now, how do people connect with you?
I start on the pulpit every Thursday, unless otherwise we decided maybe the show will be on another day. But for now, it's on a Thursday at 10 o'clock in the evening.
Yes.
Even in that December, people can chill and listen to us and be empowered and be refreshed. Thursday, 10 o'clock, and failing means podcast everything. And failing which, then they can connect with me on Facebook, check me on inbox me, and let's have healthy, productive conversations to the glory of God.
Amen. Apostle, thank you so much. We talk again the coming moment. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Mariti. Bless you too, and bless all the listeners.
Amen.
Wonderful festive.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Same to you. Safely so. Thank you. Amen. That is the Apostle Phumlamfene, back with us again next week. Thank you so much to her. And coming up next, we will touch base with Dr. Mabel Baloyi.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.